Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I had just moved into my house at the end of July. It's a quiet, older neighborhood with mostly older people living there. On the right side of me, I have a 94-year-old woman. On the opposite side, an elderly couple, probably in their 80s. I own a 75-pound golden retriever who is 11 years old. Within the first week, I could sense that maybe the elderly couple might not care so much for us. They are outside quite a bit, but never willing to say hi, and I would always try to. One night I was leaving, the woman was on her deck, and she finally said hello, so I took the opportunity to walk over and introduce myself. She told me her name was Julie, and her husband's name was Fred. I told her my name, and the conversation went like this. Julie, I noticed you have a dog. Me, yes, I do. His name is Jack. Julie, well, if you haven't noticed, there are no dogs that live around here. Me, oh, no, I didn't really notice that. Julie, well, just so you know, Fred and I hate dogs, and your dog is not welcome in our yard. Me, okay. Julie, do you think you understand what I'm saying to you? Me.
I'll
yeah,
say it again.
Pretty sure I know what you're saying.
Loud and
Julie,
clear.
Do you? Because I want to make myself clear. We hate dogs.
All right, you old bastard.
Me. Okay, nice to meet you. And walked away, never to speak again.
Wow. Interesting.
She was clear. She made it very clear.
It's a golden retriever.
All right.
She hates dogs,
wow.
Carrie.
What about the other people's dog? Back in 2004, just about the time anyone with a pulse could get a home loan, I got new neighbors. I was a young woman in nursing school. Oh, I'm sorry. The move-ins were a young woman in nursing school and her brother. There we go. They moved in around the middle of June. Shortly after they moved in, she graduated from nursing school, and they had a party in the backyard. That was the first and last time they cut the grass. For the next 13 months, all the tables and chairs they used for the party sat outside to rot as the once neatly trimmed yard turned into a hay field. The brother did not work, spent most of his days smoking pot, and his nights drinking at one of the 5 bars within walking distance.
Man, they would give a loan to anybody. He didn't even have a job, and he got a loan.
No kidding.
Sure, you want a loan, you get a loan.
By May of 2005, he had been kicked out of every one of the bars for picking fights. One night, he came home after getting in a fight, and his sister wouldn't let him in, so he kicked in the storm door in the back door, cutting his leg up badly.
Oops.
He tried to stop the bleeding in the bathroom. His sister called the cops and paramedics. When they arrived, I was on my porch and talked with the police. He claimed he cut his leg on a loose block on my driveway retaining walls, and the cop told him if he could find any blood between the front yard and the back door, he wouldn't go to jail. That didn't happen, and that was the last time I saw him. She was evicted for defaulting on the loan and was gone a few weeks later. The new owners had to replace every door in the house due to scratches and claw marks from the pit bull nobody knew they had. They also had to have the basement steam cleaned because they never let the dog outside.
What is up?
How do you live with that?
Yep. Back when anybody got a loan. Now it's like, man, you know how hard it is to get a loan?
Thank you, Countrywide.
One Saturday morning, I looked out our front window and saw our neighbor setting up her rummage sale on our driveway.
What now? What?
That's I'm going to need to back out.
You know what I would do? I would ask the other people in the house, did you tell them they could set up on our driveway? Because that I would be so shocked by that, I would think somebody must have given them permission.
When we asked her what she was doing, she said she thought she would get more people if she set up on our driveway as hers.
Well, obviously.
Was on a cul-de-sac.
Well, you know what I mean.
On another hot summer day, I had set up a small inflatable pool for my kids. The kids were happily splashing around in the pool when the neighbor walks over with her baby in diapers and proceeds to dip him in and out of the pool.
Mm-hmm. No.
Each year we have a 4th of July backyard party. As our guests are arriving, the neighbors pull out their lawn chairs, setting them up facing our yard and become the spectators for the day.
Wow.
Pretty odd.
just no yeah. sense.
Yeah, just a little
sense.
We have affectionately renamed our street Sexamy Street.
Mm.
Since moving in August 2012, we've been treated to our large neighbor checking out his mailbox at 9 p.m. full on naked.
Ooh.
What?
Adult video content on a big screen in the front picture window facing the street.
Same guy?
Let me get to it. Humping silhouettes and the dulcet tones of a couple in full-on passion. Wow. On more than one occasion. All different houses.
Wow.
On top of that, the lady friend of a neighbor who blew a stop sign while drunk, then got out and proceeded to have a loud and heated argument with our neighbors before barreling into our bushes and puking her guts out. We've been witnesses to many loud arguments from various other neighbors and fairly constant police presence in our neighborhood. We've also had our garage tagged with graffiti, a racial slur with the N-word variety. We're Caucasian. The cherry on top of this crap Sunday was the time this past winter when the one neighbor with whom we actually had friendly interactions holed himself up in his house with a shotgun after a confrontation with his wife.
Oh, boy.
This led to full police presence, complete with SWAT teams sneaking through our yard to apprehend him. Never a dull moment.
Wow. What if you had kids? Would you let them trick-or-treat on that street with the naked dude at the mailbox?
Think about moving.
Oh, my God.
There are letters much worse than that, but I know I just can't read them.
Yeah. Good.
You wouldn't laugh. You would just sit in shocked shock.
Can we have one?
No.
I was trying to explain that to somebody over the weekend.
Yeah.
They said, boy, those letters are really funny. I said, yeah, not all of them
some
are.
Some of them are.
Right?
Yeah, some of them are.
said sometimes Brian just goes, I can't pause. How can I read this?
Well, here's one we can read. No more than 6 years ago, a mother and her son, who was about three or four, moved in above me after the former building managers moved out. I was used to the quietness above me, but when they moved in, it sucked. A little after a week of being there, this lady let her kid run around and jump off whatever the hell it was, and I would hear the crashing below. It really burned my ass if I was taking a nap. I mentioned this to one of the new managers and was told I should put a note under the door to address the noise. But I decided to go upstairs to introduce myself, letting her know I live below her.
Isn't that the manager's job?
I would think so. You're a manager. You're supposed to
manage
the building and what goes on.
It.
Yeah. As I was about to address the issue, the little turd was running around, so I quickly let her know that I can hear the running and jumping down below. At that moment, she turned to him to tell him to stop. This only lasted a week and a half and started back up again. It left me to bang my broom handle against the ceiling because the managers were useless. So useless, in fact, we had new managers within a month. Did I mention this mother of the year also liked to smoke weed in her bathroom? She didn't realize when she went to toke up, the smell traveled through the vent into my bathroom. Came home one day and I could have got a contact high. It was so pungent. Called the manager's number and the wife came over. I had her open the bathroom door to take a whiff and she was taken aback by the smell.
Ooh.
Boy, if you don't have that line in context, it could really go badly.
Right. Yeah, that's weed. That's weed.
Yeah.
Opened the bathroom door and she was taken aback. Not to mention the turd was at it again with the jumping. She went upstairs to talk to the neighbor and the tenant fibbed a little and said she was there to check on my toilet and notice the smell once again. She came back laughing, saying that the neighbor had lied to her about the smell, but her eyes were so bloodshot, it was obvious she was smoking weed. In the end, I wrote a letter to my landlord, basically said, either she goes or I do because I'm not dealing with this anymore. Landlord said I was a good tenant and kicked her out because they didn't want to trade her for me.
I was sure he was going to go,
no
well,
kidding.
We'll see.
Yeah,
I thought for sure
that,
management would go, well, you know, she pays on time. You're going to have to go then, I guess, if you're on
energy. All right. One?
Sure.
When I was a kid, we lived in an 8-family apartment. We lived in apartment 3. Our drunken neighbor lady lived in apartment 2. Sometimes we came home at night after being by friends or relatives visiting, and the drunken neighbor lady would be laying on the front lawn because she couldn't get her key in the front door.
Oh, my God. What?
One day, we heard the police and paramedics in the front. My mom opened our apartment door and looked out, then quickly closed it and told my brother and I not to go out there. So, of course, we had to, and we couldn't believe what we saw. The paramedics were helping a guy on a stretcher. He had an arrow going through his back and coming out his stomach.
Oh, my God. What?
My mom yelled at us to get inside. The next day, we saw it in the paper. Man shot by bow and arrow over money disputed party.
Oh.
After that, my mom told us to stay away. Drunken neighbor lady moved out not long after that.
That'd be tough to top. All right, there you have it.
That was fun.
Yeah, they were out there. Bad neighbors. Thanks for the stories.